The following programming is sponsored by School of Investing Corporation. The views expressed do not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, or Beasley Media Group.
Good morning, I'm Larry Steinhaus, and welcome to Money Chat Now. Money Chat Now is a politically charged stock market pre-show giving you the politics behind the biggest moves in the stock market. It's presented with comedic common sense by an expert in financial literacy. And hey, that's me, Larry Steinhaus. Today is Monday, December 20th, and I want to welcome you to the show. We are here live on WWDB Radio in Philadelphia, and we are live on Facebook and Twitter and LinkedIn and YouTube. And just a reminder, if you're watching online, hit that like button, hit that share button, share this gold with your friends, and you can comment live during the show on YouTube and Facebook and LinkedIn and Twitter. Hey, say hi so I know you're watching. Don't forget to subscribe to the YouTube channel and like the Money Chat Now page on Facebook. Money Chat Now is brought to you by Investor Schooling, and you can attend a complimentary class this Thursday. Yes, we are giving classes Thursday by going to investorschooling.com. There you will learn about real estate investing and stock options trading, and you'll learn about it from those who do it every day. All right, so on today's show, we're going to be discussing, of course, the futures update. Hey, we're going to be talking about the fact that Gestapo Joe won again. Ooh, that makes my blood boil. We're going to be talking about Spider-Man, the real superhero. We're going to be talking about the Texas wall. Moderna stock, huh? I wonder why that's up. We're going to be talking about Elon Musk's tax bill. And Manchin to the rescue. All right, let's talk a little bit about what's going on in the market. Oh, my goodness. First of all, Friday was awful for most of the market. And, you know, it dropped over 500 points. I do have to say that was interesting that my travel stocks inched up on Friday, but today it looks like they're all going to go back down. Look, we're gonna get into the reasons why this is all happening shortly, but I just want to mention that the Dow is down 378 points. By the way, at one point this morning, I looked at it at 4 o'clock in the morning, and it was down 600 points. So I'm kind of glad we're not there, but I'm a little worried. The S&P is down 53 points, and the NASDAQ is down 202 points. Well, let's talk about my absolute favorite non-president, or is he, whatever he is. Let's talk about Gestapo Joe. Just when we thought this country had a chance of being a country that followed the great words of the founders in the Constitution of the United States, our fascist dictator Gestapo Joe wins the battle to have the Nazis, I mean OSHA, I'm sorry, OSHA, to forcefully police an illegal vaccine mandate on employees and employers of companies with more than 100 employees. For those who want to continue in this one great country, you will need to learn the following phrases. So if you want to continue in the country, learn these phrases. Repeat after me. Ja Volter, Kommandant. One more time. Ja Volter, Kommandant. The second phrase will be Heil Biden, which can be substituted with the real leader, Heil Fauci, or sometimes Heil Pelosi. Either way, you will need these phrases in order to survive in the future. But don't worry, you don't have to say them perfectly. After all, you'll be muffled through your mandated mask anyway. So anything close will probably work. You know, like when people say, let's go Brandon through a mask, it sounds a lot like the meaning of, well, you know. Just in case you don't know about this, the Sixth Circuit Court actually stated that it's a danger to employees and the general public for people in companies with over 100 people employed to not be vaccinated. This was a switch from a few weeks ago when Gestapo Joe's mandate was paused as it was deemed unconstitutional, and voila, enter Omicron. You know, the variant that used to be called a cold before Dr. Fauci, called it something else. As a country, we used to make fun of other countries who had leadership like what we have now, and in what used to be the greatest country in the world. Now it's become the rat hole that we used to compare ourselves to in order to prove we were the best country in the world. On another note, I said last week that Dr. Frodsky kept the definition of fully vaccinated as two shots, but tomorrow, Gestapo Joe has promised a big announcement on COVID. My prediction is the announcement will be twofold. One, he will gloat about the unconstitutional win for fascism, and the second, it will be the new definition of fully vaccinated. It will be, guess what? 3 shots minimum. Well, your vote here, Commandant. Heil Biden. All right, let's talk a little bit about Spider-Man. Hey, it was a great weekend to prove that you can have 13 million people watch a movie almost without all masks and no one cares anymore. The fictional superhero, or superheroes, if you saw the movie, you know what I'm talking about. Oh, but I don't want to spoil it for you. Anyway, getting back to my point, the fictional superhero may have just been the real superhero for the country in this universe. This movie had a combined weekend revenue of over $254 million, making it a fantastic take for a movie in general, but an incredible take for a movie in the fascist scandemic world we're living in. Hey, it proves that people are fed up with mandates and are fully realizing that they can go and they can live their dreams again, regardless of Gestapo Joe and his band of Nazi enforcers and the fraudulent doctors and fraudulent statistics that are out there right now. So it's real nice people are going. By the way, I did see the movie, and I highly recommend it. And, you know, look, the cool part is there's no one in the movie wearing masks, except for Spider-Man. Well, I guess that makes sense, right? And sometimes he wasn't even wearing it, so that's kind of cool. And no one was social distancing. Well, actually, there was a point where some of them were social distancing. The villains were actually kept 6 feet apart in a few scenes. If you saw the movie, you know what I'm talking about. Anyway, all in all, it was a great movie. I also think Disney's stock would have rocked today if it wasn't for the fear-mongering Dumbocrats that want to continue to control us with the moronic virus. Ugh, it's unbelievable. Let's talk about the Texas wall. Hey, finally, a build-back plan I can agree with. Texas has decided to build their own wall, and, you know, basically because our weak leadership in Washington decided to let anyone walk into our country and take whatever the government has bribed them to do so. You know, Let's tell our people in Mexico, hey, if you come here illegally, you will get a slew of prizes. Hey, Johnny, tell them about what they win. Well, Larry, they get a lifetime supply of rent, health care, and for the lucky winners who put their children at risk, those people can qualify for a $450,000 grand prize. With all these great prizes, of course, Mexicans and other countries' refugees can't wait to come here. Oh, and by the way, if you come here legally, you don't qualify for those prizes, so make sure you come illegally. Well, Texas, another of the few states that is the last remaining remnants of America, has decided to do something about it. They have decided to build a wall that they were promised when we had a real leadership in the White House, you know, the great Donald Trump. They begin building the Rio Grande Valley Wall, where roughly 40% of illegal immigrants cross over. Anyway, this will help curb crime and wasteful spending. And look, the next financial downturn is coming, and within the next few years, and I'm going to tell you, this country will not be able to afford the prizes for the illegals anymore. All right, let's do this. Hey, let's take a quick break, and we will be back, and we'll talk to you in just a few minutes.
Okay, so you've thought about investing in real estate, houses, apartment buildings, properties, but don't really know where to start. Well, what if you could very easily learn how to gain strategies to use other people's money to buy and sell houses in the Philadelphia area? If you could learn and network with successful area real estate investors and how to produce monthly income on rental properties without headaches, that place is Investor Schooling. With Investor Schooling, you'll learn from 2 Philadelphia area rock star real estate investors, Phil Falcone and Larry Steinhaus, about how to buy and sell properties the easy way and teach you basic and advanced techniques to help you make money in real estate. You can attend Investor Schooling in person or online visual classes 8 times a month. You can and will learn how to make money in real estate. Call for free information and get a complimentary pass to one of these classes. But don't delay, as these complimentary passes are limited. Call the number on your screen now or visit investorschooling.com. Investorschooling.com.
Hey, I want to welcome you back to Money Chat Now, and I'm your host, Larry Steinhaus. And if you'd like more information on Investor Schooling, you can go to investorschooling.com or call 866 424 2829, 866-424-2829. Hey, I want to thank you all for listening on WWDB Radio on Philadelphia. And, of course, if you're watching online, please hit that share button so you can help your friends learn about how to make more money. Of course, hit that like button and let me know that you're enjoying the show. And, of course, you can leave comments on Facebook and Twitter and LinkedIn and YouTube, and I will try to respond to them. Hey, I want to say hello to Joe watching. I want to say hello to Bill watching, Tom, and Mick. Thanks a lot, guys. I really appreciate it. And we'll get back to you guys in a little while. All right, so let's talk about this. So far, we've been discussing the futures, and the Dow futures are down 370 points. We've been talking about Gestapo Joe winning again in the Sixth Circuit Court. This is going to go to Supreme Court. And I got to tell you, if the Supreme Court says that Joe wins this, we're finished. This country will be finished. So just keep an eye on that. We talked about Spider-Man movie, and 13 million people saw Spider-Man without masks. Huh, interesting. The only one wearing a mask was Spider-Man. And we also talked about the Texas wall and how they're trying to keep the illegals out from getting all the great prizes that they get when they come here. We'll be discussing, of course, Moderna stock. We'll be discussing Elon Musk's tax bill and Manchin to the rescue. All right. All right. Let's get into it. Let's get into it real now. So let's talk about Moderna stock. All right. Thank goodness for Omicron variant. It's a perfect chance for all the politicians to again cash in on a Moderna stock. As I've been saying, every time as Moderna stock goes to about 250, expect more COVID bull dinky. And we experienced that last week. The Dow right now is down about 363 points, but Moderna stock is up about 22 points as they announced, check this out, they announced that their booster works against Omicron, unless, of course, you are Elizabeth Warren or Cory Booker. I mean, really? I got to go on this tangent for a minute. All right. So first of all, let's think about this, right? Elizabeth Warren and Cory Booker both tested positive for coronavirus. Anyway, the media is calling them, what, breakthrough cases? Seriously? Breakthrough cases? Has anyone else but me noticed that Omicron is spreading through the vaccinated? So, anyway, all the reports started with the same paragraph. So every single report started with the same paragraph. Hey, they got Omicron, but they were fully vaccinated. But the Omicron variant caused them to get COVID anyway. So they got Omicron, they were vaccinated, but they got COVID anyway. By the way, think about this. If either Elizabeth Warren or Cory Booker dies, the Democrats will have full fear control once again. So, I'm serious. I wonder which one of them that Soros or Pelosi is going to sacrifice. My odds are Elizabeth Warren. She'll be more popular. So her sacrifice will definitely launch the Democrats. Anyway, getting back to Moderna and their so-called booster. In an announcement early today, Moderna said preliminary data from lab testing found the version of its booster currently in use in the United States and elsewhere provided increased antibody levels to neutralize the virus. But it also found, wait, check it out, it also found that a double dose of the booster shot provided much greater increase in those levels. Wow. There you have it, folks. Make sure you get your double booster. You know, I still found the best way to not get COVID is to simply not get tested. It's worked for me so far for 2 years. Haven't been tested, haven't gotten COVID. All right, let's talk about Elon Musk and his tax bill. Hey, you gotta love Elon Musk. He's probably the most outspoken person on the planet, even more than Donald Trump. Well, yeah, maybe not. All right, anyway, this year Elon Musk will be helping to contribute to the U.S. tax base by probably paying the highest amount of taxes by any individual in U.S. history. Elon is estimated to pay a whopping $12 billion tax bill. These taxes are on the Tesla stock he sold over the past year. By the way, he actually could have sold some of the stock this year and held out some of it by selling it next year. However, he was afraid of the Dumbocrats and the way they're going to be changing the tax basis and passing the Build Biden Baloney bill, and again, causing his tax base to be higher. There you go, liberals. You tax the rich. Now go solve every problem you said you would if you taxed Elon Musk. Here it is. It's done. Well, anyway, whatever is left after your leaders skim off the top anyway is what they're going to be able to use. Hey, if you've been following him on Twitter, you know he loves to taunt the Democrats who mention him. And by the way, he's got some massive tweets back and forth between him and Elizabeth Warren. And Elizabeth Warren actually questioned whether he should be voted Time Magazine's Person of the Year because she feels he makes too much money. By the way, am I allowed to call Elizabeth Warren a she? Or she is it a them they? I don't know. Anyway. Anyway, the dumb of the dumb. Anyway, I got to personally step up my game. I thought it was a lofty goal of paying $500,000 in taxes was a lot. I have a long way to go. Hey, don't forget, pre-order my book on BarnesandNoble.com because for each book that sells, I get a $4 royalty. That means I need to sell 1 million books in 2022 just to meet my $500,000 tax goal. So come on, go to BarnesandNoble.com, order Money Hacks by Larry Steinhaus, and help the U.S. tax base grow. Let's do it. All right. Let's talk about Manchin to the rescue. Every once in a while, we actually get a Democrat with the cojones to stand up to his party and show they actually care about America. Joe Manchin has put his foot down and will not vote for the Build Back Better bill that his Socialist Party has been pressing. The entire passing of this bill, believe it or not, is resting in Manchin's hands. They need a majority vote in a 50-50 divided Senate, and they would need to get the hyena, Kamala Harris, vote to pass, to basically break the tie, to pass on brain-dead Biden's bill. Manchin, a Democrat who actually believes you should read a bill before passing it and believes it should be something the American people can afford, said this: if I can't go home and explain it to the people in West Virginia, I can't vote on it. And I cannot vote to continue with this piece of legislation. I just can't. I've tried everything humanly possibly, but I just can't get there. Look, Manchin is very concerned with the national debt as well. Good for him. You know, look, If all the politicians, and I mean all the politicians, would actually do their job the way Manchin is apparently doing his job on this bill, America could actually be great again. By the way, a question for you. Speaking of America being great again, have you seen anyone with a hat that has BBB on it? I still see MAGA hats, but I don't see any hats with BBB on it. By the way, I also see a lot of Let's Go Brandon hats, T-shirts, and even cars with the phrase, Let's Go Brandon. But I still don't see any Joe Biden hats or anything with his name on it. Imagine being so embarrassed that this is your so-called president that you can't even endorse him with a hat. By the way, have you guys seen my SUV wrapped in Let's Go Brandon? You guys have to see this. It's great. If you haven't seen it, go on my Facebook page. You'll get to see it. I have so much fun driving it. Everyone waves high. Sometimes they wave with five fingers, and sometimes they wave with one. Hey, by the way, if you see it, make sure you wave. If you're listening to this program, I'm sure you'll be with five fingers or a thumbs up. And I was also thinking about putting it on Turo and renting it for the day and having, see people have some fun, some thrill seekers have some fun who want attention just like me. All right, let's take another break, and we will be back with What's Going On.
So you thought about investing in real estate, houses, apartment buildings, properties, but don't really know where to start? Well, what if you could very easily learn how to gain strategies to use other people's money to buy and sell houses in the Philadelphia area? If you could learn and network with successful area real estate investors and how to produce monthly income on rental properties without headaches, that place is Investor Schooling. With Investor Schooling, you'll learn from two Philadelphia area rockstar real estate investors, Phil Falcone and Larry Steinhaus, about how to buy and sell properties the easy way and teach you basic and advanced techniques to help you make money in real estate. You can attend Investor Schooling in person or online visual classes 8 times a month. You can and will learn how to make money in real estate. Call for free information and get a complimentary pass to one of these classes. But don't delay, as these complimentary passes are limited. Call the number on your screen now or visit investorschooling.com. investorschooling.com.
All right, welcome back to Money Chat Now. I am your host, Larry Steinhaus, and if you'd like more information on Investor Schooling, you can go to investorschooling.com or you can call 866-424-2829, 866-424-2829. And so far, hey, we've been discussing the futures update. and the Dow is down 370. The S&P is down 51, and of course the Nasdaq is down also 200. We've been talking about how Gestapo Joe won with letting OSHA find. I can't believe that this is going to go on. Anyway, we've been talking about Spider-Man being a real superhero with nobody wearing masks and everybody enjoying the movie. We talked about the Texas wall and how Texas is actually building the wall to keep the illegals out. And we talked about Moderna stock, and shockingly, Moderna stock is up 22 points as they announced that you should have two boosters, not one. Amazing. We talked about Elon Musk paying the most taxes of any human possible ever in the United States. How cool is that? And Elizabeth Warren says he doesn't pay any taxes. Wow, you know, they're clueless, aren't they? We talked also about Manchin to the rescue and Manchin holding up the Build Biden, I don't know, the Build the World broker, whatever you want to call it. Anyway, coming up is today's picks and plays. But first, of course, did you guys hit that share button? Did you hit the like button yet? Let everyone know what great stock plays are coming by sharing this information. And you could share it on your page or in groups that you feel would benefit from great plays. Of course, you can also leave comments for Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, or on YouTube. And I want to say hello to a couple other people out there. I see Mick is out there. Thanks so much. Mick actually says Larry for governor. He posts on there, Larry for governor. And I have to tell you, Mick, I'm Doug Mastriano. He's the governor for PA. He's going to be the greatest governor this state ever had, as long as we get lucky enough to get him in. But let's hopefully that will happen. Anyway, you can also leave comments, more comments on Facebook and LinkedIn and Twitter. And I also want to say hello to Ken out there as well. Hey, if you listen on WWDB Radio, set one of your presets to this channel, and you can listen every day at 7:30 for all you need to know about politics behind the stock market. All right, let's talk a little bit about what's going on. Well, it turned out that Spider-Man couldn't save us as the fear of Gestapo Joe closing down the economy looms again. It's terrible. We already know that the socialist fascist will be making a sweeping change tomorrow that will take away more freedoms, because that's what he does. He doesn't give freedoms, he takes them away. So be prepared for that. It's going to happen. By the way, I really expected Disney stock to pop today on the news of Spider-Man, and it still might by the end of the day or even by the end of the week, but I got to say that these guys are just doing whatever they can to trash your money. Anyway, by the way, I have to say to all the, all the great players are going to be buys again. You should be looking for them, so look for some of the buyers. And, you know, as long as the world isn't afraid of the sniffles, the stock might actually go up. You know, by the way, if you want to know how we can make everything better, if someone in power would just stand up and say, yes, we know there's a scary form of a cold going around, but live your life and stop being afraid of it. Take any precaution you would like. Wear a mask if you want, get vaccinated if you want, and even stay home if you want. But you live your life before you can't anymore. There are so many ways to die. COVID is such a small percentage of the total deaths that we normally have, and if a politician in charge would just say this, we could be normal again. Oh, I forgot. There's no profit in that. So how could anyone say that? All right, here's some stocks to consider. As the market moves down today, certain stocks may present themselves as bargains. By the way, I like Apple if it goes into the 150s. I like Meta. You know, actually, Meta, I think, is a play right now. Meta is Facebook, for you guys who don't know. And I think it's a great play going into earnings. The only thing I'm a little concerned about, now I haven't really, you know, I'm not, I'm still sticking to it, is my play to go all in on the travel stocks, but I'm sticking to it, and, you know, kind of actually, believe it or not, I actually wish I had more money to add to these positions. Coinbase, it'll probably go back to the high 200s and possibly low 300s, but if you're trading the options, be sure to get out mid 200s. I think that's where the play is going to be. That's the problem. So make sure that you, again, if you're going to get into Coinbase now, get out in the high to mid 200s, and that should be fine. So on the crypto scene, you know, I got to tell you, the more and more I look at the crypto, the scarier it gets. You know, Bitcoin right now is down to 45,700. Ethereum is just under 3,800. It's getting scary. But I will tell you that every time I've seen this and start thinking that, oh, no, it's the end of crypto, and everyone else starts saying, oh, no, it's the end of crypto, I've said it, and most of the time it seems to pop after. By the way, Sheba's being terrible, too. Sheba, I think the last time I looked, was 28, 29 millionth of a cent. I'm okay with it because I bought it at 7 millionth of a cent and sold half of it anyway, so I took all my profit. But it's just interesting watching that go down as well. So gold and silver, they normally move up as the market moves down, and it's also stalling. So, ugh, it's not that good. As a matter of fact, gold right now, gold is at 1798, silver is at 2228. And normally when the market goes down, silver and gold go up. So I don't really know what's going on here. It's kind of a very strange move. Even the Treasury bond is stalling out. The Treasury bond right now is actually at 1.38%. So it's not even moving. I got to tell you, it's a scary view here. When I start to see nothing moving up and everything moving down, I kind of hope that most investors moved into cash and are waiting for a bargain to move back into stocks. You know, it feels like everything, to me, it actually feels like everything is oversold, but we're going to see how it plays out this week. I don't know about Santa Claus rally. You know, Santa Claus rally, if it doesn't happen this afternoon or tomorrow, I don't think it's going to happen. So we better watch for that. Hey, I wanted to let you guys know that we're here every single morning at 7:30. And if you really are enjoying this show, please let me know. Please share it. Please leave me more comments. Please let me know what stock picks that you've been playing and that have worked for you, because I think it's a lot of fun when you actually share it online and tell everything about how much money you've made here. Because I know I've had some people who text me and say, "Hey, I did your play on whatever AL or CCL, and they actually made some money." So please let me know if you are making some money, and of course, if you're a student in the school, we will see you tonight at 6:30. I'm sorry, at 6 o'clock. And I want to thank all the listeners on WWDB Radio, and we look forward to, of course, your continued support. Hey, my name, for you guys who don't know it, is Larry Steinhaus. I also have a great book coming out called Money Hacks. So if you want to go to barnesandnoble.com and order that book, you can do that as well. And if you're online watching live on Facebook and Twitter and LinkedIn and YouTube, I want to thank you once again for your continued support. And of course, don't forget to subscribe to the YouTube channel and like the Money Chat Now page on Facebook. Hey, there's also another page you can also like, which is Larry Steinhaus Presents, and you'll also be able to get it as well. From time to time, as you guys know, I own some of the assets and options discussed on this show, and the opinions discussed on this show are solely mine. Could you imagine anybody else having the opinions that I have? That would be nuts. I know a whole bunch of people who have the opinion I have, but that's different. And, of course, no one asked me to discuss them. I look forward to seeing you tomorrow. Have a profitable day.